It's our first intermission here on Thursday night, and that can mean only one thing. It is time for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park. And last week, buddy, one win, one loss, one tie, and still sitting one game under 500. What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to get 3-0 this week. That's what I'm going to do about it.
3-0. That's a bold prediction.
But, you know, it's going to happen.
All right. Where do you want to start?
NHL.
Okay.
The Montreal Canadiens at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Montreal has so many offensive players. Thomas Tatar, Philip Danault, Gallagher, and Domi. You know, no one's, like, going absolutely crazy, but they're all still really good players. Malkin is playing really, really well this season. Crosby is playing really well. Rust and Gensel are having really, really good seasons as well. You know, this team is offensively is very, very strong. The Canadiens have a good defense. Shea Weber is a fantastic defenseman. Carey Price, again, he's a great goalie. Pittsburgh, they don't have Dumoulin healthy right now. Letang is a great. Schultz and Johnson are back there. They're really good as well. I think the winner will be the Penguins at home.
Yeah, that's probably not too far-fetched a pick. Granted, Pittsburgh is without Gensel for the rest of the season because he's hurt. Suffered an injury here about a month ago, so he's going to be out of the lineup for quite a while. Malkin's been out for a little bit, and he's back. Crosby's been out for a little bit. He's back. They just acquired Jason Zucker from Minnesota to kind of fill that gap with Gensel being out. Montreal is riding a pretty good wave right now. Ilya Kovalchuk's signing with Montreal has been very, very good and has kind of helped Montreal go on a little bit of a run here. I think they're 9-4 in their last 13 or something like that. But I think that's more of an aberration than anything. They're definitely not a contender in the East, I don't think, by any means. So it's probably not that far-fetched to go with Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Division I, Denver at North Dakota. Denver has a good offense. Peterson and Brink are playing fantastic right now. North Dakota has the best scoring offense in Division I right now. I hope I'm showing this right. Kawaguchi is too good. He is playing crazy right now. He's getting like a goal and assist a game right now. He's getting a goal and an assist a game right now. They have McCaud and Adams also playing really, really well. Denver has a fantastic defense. Ian Mitchell is a really, really strong defenseman. Magnus Krona is fantastic in goal. You know, not much gets past him. North Dakota has a great defense. Adam Scheel knows how to win games. I mean, he's got a lot of wins. He has lost, I believe, only he's won like 13, and he's lost only a couple games in goal. So I think the winner is going to be the home team, North Dakota.
I like to hear that. Everybody knows I'm somewhat of a North Dakota fan, and you mentioned Adam Scheel in goal. Yeah, he's got 17 wins this year, not 13. So,
17.
Yeah, 17 wins this year. He's all-time. He's 30-13-4. So, yeah, he definitely does know how to win games, and Jordan Kawaguchi's been fantastic. He's on a scoring pace right now that they haven't seen at North Dakota in a long time. They've had some really good players come through that door. They're number one in the country for a reason, have been for a big chunk of this season, and have done it kind of quietly. I think people have slept on North Dakota a little bit. On the other side, Denver, you can't sleep on them. They're a very, very good hockey team. They were number one for a while this year, got off to a great start, have cooled a little bit lately. But they're going into a building where North Dakota's been awfully difficult to beat. They set the facility record, I think, here back in December for consecutive wins. So tough building to win in, the Ralph, is if you're a visiting team. It's hard to go against North Dakota at home.
Yeah. Lastly, we've got Division III Hobart at Babson. Hobart has a great offense. Everyone is contributing to this offense. Everyone has been doing, you know, their portion to make this offense good as it is. Babson has a great offense. Ryan Black, Matt Wisner, and Mike Egan are a crazy trio. They are playing fantastic right now, and they're really hard to stop. The amount that those three people have been scoring, they've been scoring a lot. Hobart has a solid defense. Hallstrom has been great goalie. Babson has an insane defense. Aiden Murphy does not let many goals in. His save percentage is like .943. I think the winner of this game, you know, I think this is going to be a close game. I think that I'm going to take the home team, though, Babson, to win this game just because of their defense and their crazy trio on offense.
Yeah, Babson is one of the best defensive teams in Division III. They've given up 36 goals in 23 games this year. That's It's a goal and a half a game, basically, is what they're allowing, and there's a reason why they're one of the hottest teams in the country. At one point, they had the longest unbeaten streak in Division III. They were 3-3 through their first six, and then they went on a 14-game unbeaten streak, easy for me to say. Lost a game to Norwich, the number one team in the nation, then it bounced back with two consecutive wins there. So they're a very good defensive team. Hobart, very good offensively, 99 goals so far this year, but it's tough to go against a defensive team like Babson.
Mm-hmm.
So picking all home teams this week, you're going Pittsburgh over Montreal in the show, you're going North Dakota over Denver in Division I, and you're going Babson over Hobart in Division III.
Yep.
All right, buddy, we'll see how it all shakes out, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you later.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.